Wednesday, July 30th. Well, there was good news and bad news. The good news was that the boys finally contacted Trevor around 4 p.m. by text and assured him that they were safe and perfectly fine. They were just mentally and physically exhausted, anxious, overwhelmed, frustrated, stressed out, irritable, and emotionally drained due to their grueling schedule for the past year. And, as I had suspected, they had spent the day relaxing, hanging out, and doing what they enjoyed. Yes, each of them had taken my sound advice. I had helped the boys figure out what was really important to them, and that made me feel like a wise, mature, and responsible young adult. I was about to share this good news with Trevor when he sighed and shook his head in frustration as he complained to Mallory and his team. I know the boys are still young, but what they did was ridiculously irresponsible. We have millions of dollars invested in their careers and these concerts, and they can't just not show up whenever they feel like it, he fumed. That's when I suddenly decided maybe it wasn't such a good idea to share that info with Trevor. The bad news was that we weren't sure whether the bad boys were going to show up for their New York City concert. We hadn't heard from them since their texts. Trevor admitted that the situation was mostly his fault. I don't know what's going to happen tonight, Nikki, but I've enjoyed having you and your band on this tour. And to be honest, for the past 2 months, the boys have been stressed out and fighting like cats and dogs. We were seriously considering rescheduling the last leg of our tour to give them a break so they could rest up a bit. But unfortunately, it might be too late for that. I should have taken action to fix this problem a long time ago. Maybe it's not too late, I said. Especially if you're willing to change their schedule so that the guys have a more balanced life. I agree, Trevor nodded. The weird thing is that they've been getting along really well since your band joined the tour. You guys seem to have had a positive effect on them. I'm not exactly sure why. Anyway, it would be sad if tonight the boys broke up and went their separate ways. They're super talented and good kids. But unfortunately, that's a real possibility. The good news was that Trevor was wrong about the bad news. The next morning, it was all over the news, social media, and Hollywood gossip columns. The Bad Boys tour has been canceled. But all the dates are going to be rescheduled after they take a much-needed break from their year-long world tour. The announcement was made after the Bad Boys appeared and totally rocked their sold-out New York City concert. And of course, my band, actually, I'm not really sure yet, was their awesome opening act. In spite of Mackenzie's evil plan, she wasn't able to crash our show and hog the stage with her dance routines, and she never ever got a chance to meet the Bad Boys and claim that one of them was her boyfriend. Mostly because I made sure she never, ever got a backstage pass. I didn't trust Mackenzie to hold up her side of the deal any farther than I could spit. I didn't believe she would help save Fuzzy Friends no matter what we did. And I was so tired of her terrorizing us, I just lost it. The New York City concert is going to be televised next week, and I can't wait to see it. Anyway, I've been thinking about why the Bad Boys stopped fighting once we joined the tour. Especially since all I really did was listen to them, try to be supportive, and give them advice about the things they were struggling with. Just like Chloe, Zoe, Brandon, and I all do for each other as BFFs. That's when I finally figured it out. What I had been for each of the Bad Boys was a much-needed friend. Not a manager, not a creative director, not a support staff, and not a superfan. Well, okay, I lied. I'm definitely a superfan. But still!